Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
I've been singing, I've been wondering why I love you like I do. I've been wondering why you hate me like you do. Girl, I wish that I could meet all your demands. Don't you know that I'm only one man?
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
The A, the D, the R, the O. SW1 Radio.
And yes, this is SW1 Radio, and we are in the company with Mr. Avi Polis in the house. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. I'm really happy that we finally managed to, you know, how do you say, synchronize our watches and make sure that you could make it this time. I know you're a very busy man, but I mean, when you're busy, you're good, because if you're not that good, you're not busy. And the song that we just listened to was One Man from your EP. But before we delve into that and talk about more, and you've been on BBC Radio 6 with Tom Robinson and everything like that, can we just introduce yourself to my audience, please?
Sure. So my name's Avi Paul. I make funky music.
A bass player?
Yeah, I play bass.
Which is great. I play drums. You play bass.
Hey. We should hook up.
Absolutely. Anytime.
This is it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Live on the radio with Tom. Guys, we didn't plan this one, but I do play drums, you know, and the guy is pretty good. He plays funk bass, which is very difficult to find.
A lot of slapping.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Yeah. We should jam on air one day.
On air?
Yeah, we should do this on air
one day. Okay, well, you know, I'll take up on that. Yes, we can definitely do it. There's also some other radios brewing up, and, you know, I would definitely invite you also there and do maybe some live there with a bigger room with a full drum kit and everything. But how about, well, I know listeners out there, you don't even know what we're talking about, but this guy's very talented and he's been defined a genius, actually, by Mr. Tom Robinson. And he's actually a podcaster with Tom Robinson saying exactly that. He's on the BBC page, but he's also a fantastic singer and songwriter, but also a really, really good bass player. And these days he's not very easy to find good bass players with good time and good feel, and believe me, this is a word from a drummer.
Well, it's not just actually bass that I play on the EP. I play like the keyboard, a bit of guitar as well. I wouldn't say I'm a guitarist, but I do play guitar on the EP
as well.
Yeah.
Like today you didn't want to bring a guitar. You said, no. I wanted you to bring the bass, but I forgot to ask.
Sorry, yeah.
That's my fault. It's my fault. I should have thought it much, much earlier. But you see, today I had the vibe. I thought, wait a second. How about, you know, playing his music, just bass and voice. And maybe we'll do this bass and voice and the doll.
Ooh. That's nasty.
That's really loud.
Yeah. He'll have to stand in the next room while I play, actually. Okay. It's that loud.
It's that loud. Yeah. We can leave him outside. Outside the radio.
Yeah, sure.
We'll pick up that. I bet it's very loud. It's a fantastic instrument. It's so heavy as well.
It's very heavy. But you wear it around your shoulders.
Yes.
And it's a very loud driving instrument. It's as loud as a proper drum kit. But you just wear it around your shoulders. And it's
got two different. One side is the dip sound, and the other side
is the treble. It's probably worth pointing out that it's of Indian origin.
Yes,
at this point,
the doll. So. Tell us a little bit, in fact, about your music and how it all came together. Because, okay, fair enough, Abbey Paul, you have an album, EP out there called Dizzy Freak, and an album in the making. I know you're working on some great stuff.
I'm working on
and
that.
You are taking great care, and you really want to this album to be the very best you can possibly make.
Yeah,
that's why
definitely.
You're taking time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What is the difference between people out there doing their music and you? Because you've been defined, and I've got your EP right here, and I'm reading. A genius record, Tom Robinson, BBC Six Music.
I think the approach I'm taking is so I definitely want to get my roots in this, in all of my music, and also what I was into when I was growing up, in terms of what I listened to in the Western side. So, if we talk quickly about the roots, so being of Indian origin, you know, you can't avoid but be kind of, you know, drowned in this kind of heavy, doll based music, Bhangra.
I love it.
And like every wedding you go to, it's on, it's full blast. You're on the floor, you know, your arms in the air, you know, you're jumping up and down. And that's the energy you get from the doll. That's what I've had since growing up. And on the other side, you've got Bollywood of India, which in the early 80s and the late 70s was really funky.
Right.
It was like, at some point, it's like experimental jazz fusion and all these kind of funky guitar licks and stuff and bongos, and it's amazing percussion. And that's what I grew up with. And so I heard that, and I think I identified with funk and soul because of that, because of what I was hearing. The raw soul and the raw passion was in funk and soul, and that drew me towards that. And so, you know, my influences, I kind of went back and kind of studied like the funk history and soul kind of stuff. And so, George Clinton, James Brown, Bootsy Collins,
yes.
Sly Stone, Larry Graham, he's a bass player. He invented slap. I actually shook Larry Graham's hand.
He actually is. He's the one that invented, yes.
Yeah, he invented slap technique.
Yes.
And I shook his hand. I didn't play bass before then, but I did afterwards. Yeah.
Fantastic. How long ago was that?
That was back in, I think, 1998,
okay, 99. About 10 years ago.
Yeah,
time flies.
It does.
So you've been playing bass for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And when you started playing bass, did you have in mind the whole idea of mixing funk and, you know, this side of the world, this sort of, you know, most popular music with the Indian doll and Bhangra and all that? Did it just happen because it just did, or was it in your mind?
It was in my mind before I picked up the bass, because when I started making music, I picked up the bass to play the music I wanted to play. which is why I picked up the guitar, but I didn't do as much with the guitar as I did with the bass. I think maybe because I'm just more naturally a bassist. I love slapping it and, you know, being on the low end and keeping the band tight together, you know, that's
kind of the bassist
responsibility.
A lot of responsibility, yeah. Yes.
And so I had the idea before I picked up the bass, and it always kind of frustrated me. I heard fusion before, like, you know, a lot of people have hip-hop and they have bhangra beats over the hip-hop, and there's a lot of that going around. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's great, but it wasn't how I imagined it. It wasn't the kind of songs I wanted to hear. And it wasn't like I think what Tom Robinson picked up on when he says genius record, he picked up on like Freaky Pindu, which is one of the tracks in the EP. He picked up on the funny side and the fact that it tells a good story. And, you know, there's a real kind of there's storytelling to it, and it's more than just a fusion of music and, yeah, let's get some beats and let's put some bhangra over it. It's more of like a fusion of ideas.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
It is. Well, for starters, this style of music, I had never listened to it before. And, yes, fair enough. I mean, you know, I can recognize, a few genres in it, especially the funk feel. And there's a lot of rhythm, there's a lot of beat, there's a lot of groove in it. Mm. So you kind of get, it, you know, you get drawn into it. And you want to dance, and you got this feeling. In fact, you have a song which is called "This Door Will Make You Dance." We'll leave that for later, and okay. It's the one that is getting the most hits. You were saying of the bunch on your MySpace site.
Yeah, it does get most of the hits. Well, I think there's probably a good reason for that. It was actually on the BBC Asian Network playlist a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about it.
So, I actually sent the song to BBC Asian Network a while ago.
Meaning a while ago?
That was like a few years ago.
Okay.
The song's been around for a while. But it sounds
just fresh.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But that's what I try to do when I'm making the music. I want it to be timeless. I don't want it to be of the latest fashion for now, because that's going to be tired in 2 years' time.
Yeah, even less than 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I actually sent it to them, and I didn't hear back. And right. I was a bit disheartened. You know, this is something I took a risk on. I put my heart on this in this record, and I put all these ideas together, and I was like, damn, they didn't like it. And then if we fast forward a little bit, they contacted me on MySpace and said, hey, we love this track.
Okay.
Could you send it to us? And before I knew it, it was on their playlist and in their top 20 charts and stuff on the BBC Asia Network.
Fantastic.
And then at the same...
It's quite big.
Yeah, that was quite big. And Bobby Friction, he played it on Radio 1 on his show.
Oh, wow, okay.
And
hey, Radio 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, SW1 Radio is bigger right here.
Of course. And so
Bobby Friction, actually, I've got it here. A brand new genre invented by Avi Paul. Bobby Friction, BBC Radio 1. He's on your EP, yes.
There it is.
Yes.
There's the quote right there.
Yeah.
And so he actually introduced my music to Tom Robinson.
Okay,
and so
connections.
This is how it happened. And so Tom Robinson heard Freaky Pindu first, and he loved it, and he played it, and, you know, I think he called me up and stuff on air and said, hey, you know, great song.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He called you while he was on air.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
And then I thought, okay, that's cool. I've got to send him another song. So I sent him Dollar Make You Dance, and I said, let's see what he thinks about this. And then he said, that's a killer track. I've got to play this. And so he actually got me on air and interviewed me in the studio and played a number of songs from the EP. And
I tell you what, before we go ahead and you tell us a bit more about that interview, how about playing This Though Will Make You Dance from your EP, Daisy Freak?
Let's do it.
Well, guys, this is the Atomic Mosquito and Sound Radio Show, and this is Avi Paul with This Though Will Make You Dance.
romancer. If it came to feed you, now would you take a chance? If it came to living with you, integrated, equal to you every single way, now would there be resistance? Why? We question our existence, when there's our persistence. We don't ask forgiveness, and this door will make you dance.
In the studio with Carlo, the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, and with Mr. Avi Pohl, and that was This Dog Will Make You Dance. What a track!
Hey. Thank you.
But tell us more how you, well, you ended up in BBC Radio 6, BBC 6 Music, yeah, with Tom Robinson. Obviously, Tom Robinson, you know, he's been all over the place as a musician, and he's got a huge background and everything. Mm. So it must have been quite something to be in his presence there.
It was really cool. His thing is, when you meet him in real life, he's just so chilled out. He puts you at ease. He's like, you know, I just came in, we sat down, and pretty much like today, the interview just flowed, and it was like a really nice conversation. He's a really good guy.
It sounds like, yeah, it, yeah, does sound like a very good guy. He has a BBC introducing a Music 6 every week, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Of course, it's not as good as mine, but...
Nowhere near, not in the same league.
Mr. Tom Robinson out there, we'd love to be your guest sometime, but we have one of your very talented artists here, Avi Pohl, with his EP, Daisy Freak, and we had a chance already to listen to One Man and This Doll Will Make You Dance, and on this track, the feature that very strongly is the doll. We were talking about it before.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, the reason I wanted to call this track This Doll Will Make You Dance,
yes,
if you listen to the lyrics, it's about racial integration.
Okay.
It's about, I think it's quite relevant right now after Nick Griffin being on Question Time, etc., and being in the papers recently.
Yeah.
The message is kind of out, going out to the people who are giving resistance to minorities becoming a part of this culture. And for me, I was born here. This is my culture.
Yes.
You know, I'm much a part of this country.
Of course.
Other people who've had generations here.
Yeah.
And I think what I really want to do was kind of say that what I love about this country is the kind of melting pot of cultures. You get so many different people living side by side, and that's what I really love. And with this, I use the doll to represent the energy of our people, of the kind of Indian people.
Right.
Because it's got such a... You can't ignore it, the doll, when it's playing, and you see it live in real life.
No, you can't.
It's just got this undeniable energy, and you have to dance. And no matter what color you are, what race you are, when you hear that thing
going,
slamming away, you have to dance. And that's kind of what the message I wanted to kind of give across in this track.
And, well, you definitely got that. I've had a chance, I was very lucky, to meet some people at a college in Acton not long ago, about maybe 7-8 months ago. And these people, some of them, some teachers, some people there, are dealing with people with learning difficulties. So I don't remember the name of the college now. Sorry, are there. But it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And there's fantastic people that really try to help. You know, some people that are less lucky. You know, we're not talking about financially, we're talking about less lucky because maybe, you know, they have some problems with their body and everything. Okay. But so there was a band, it was an Asian band, or it was actually not an Asian band, there was a indie band or something playing. Mm-hmm. And at one point, a couple of guys, one on the tablas, which I love to bits, men are so difficult to play though, with fingers. And if you don't know what tablas are, guys, I don't know how to explain now, because I'm in trouble. How to explain tablas to people there?
It's kind of like an Indian bongo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. I like that definition. But it's a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
Than it. Yeah.
It's melodic as well.
It's melodic. It's got notes there. And yeah. And another guy on the do. Now, at that time, I didn't know that instrument was called the do.
Yeah.
But God is loud. And he is. And he was whipping it on one side with a sort of a sort of looked like a little whip, a flexible thing.
It's a very thin stick. Yeah.
Yes. Very thin stick. And on the other side, instead, he had a big, a massive stick. And the band didn't get all the crowd going, but when they started, everybody's
there. There you go. I have to mention, we've been talking about percussion and tabla and dol a lot. I have to mention Jag Major, who's part of my band.
All right,
and
yes.
He plays all the percussion on my songs. And
all right.
He's been with me from day one, and I just had to give a special shout out to Jag Major.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he plays tabla and dol.
So. Oh, he plays tablas as well?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to meet your friend and get a lesson. I'll give him a drum lesson if he doesn't know to play drum kit.
I think you'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't know, I'm actually teaching drums as well.
Maybe I'll have some lessons as well.
you teach me bass then.
Sure.
We're mixing skills here. Well, no, I don't think I can be a good bass player, to be honest. But I'd love to give it a go to
tabla. I think
tabla.
You've got the soul. I think you've got it.
Thank you. I feel really good now. Well, pamper my ego. But hey, it's good to have people that have deep things to say. And in your case, not only that, if it wasn't enough, but also something different, something that is a little bit outside the box of what we get every day. And this is what, I guess, people like Todd Robinson and also Bobby Friction got when they listened to the music first. Like I did as well, it's something different. It's a sort of a crossover between Bhangra, but in a delicate way, because Bhangra can be so energizing. I listened a bit of it because, as I said, I love the beat.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic. I can see happening. I can see that music mixing more and more and more after you coming out with this. I can really see, and if bunch of years, might be you doing it.
Oh, thank you.
That is happening. It's happening. It really goes, and on this note, I mean, you know, I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd love for Indian music to be more featured in the mainstream, but I'd also love for more creative things to happen with it. You know, this is what I'm trying with this. I'm going to do another shout out, another plug, actually, because I have to give a shout out to We7, the website. They actually featured me on their
homepage. Oh, yes.
Their
homepage. I've got a note here that says, a wonderful mashup of funk and soul, meeting Bhangra beats, We7.com. Yes.
And you can go to We7 and download the EP for free there.
So, all right, free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, just go ahead. If you don't want to commit and buy, just go there. If you go to my URL, www.avipaul.com, that's AVIPAUR.com, that'll take you to my MySpace. But if you put /DesiFreak, Desi as in DESI, freak, that will redirect you to the We7 page, and you can actually listen to and download the entire EP there.
And this, again, is for free. Not even a price for a pint. £2 or £3. No.
You might get an advert play before it, but I'm sure you can deal with
that. That's fantastic. I tell you what, it's really good that you let people listen to your stuff and download your material absolutely for free. I definitely think that it's just a matter of time for this material to become mainstream, because it does sound good. And on that note, there was the first track that you mentioned before that you sent to Tom Robinson. The track was called
Freaky Pin. can do?
Well, this is the Atomic Mosquito on Sound Radio Show. This is Avi Paul with
Freaky Pendu.
Village in India, we call the Pen. Yeah. And I lay my eyes on a beautiful girl. And with a thunderbolt, I was struck there and then. And she came over and introduced herself. Brita was her name, I think. I remember. Oh, who cares? Man, I got to tell you, she was cool as hell. She showed me things that I never, ever seen. And then she got down and blew my world. Cause I'm singing about the freaky Bendu. I'm singing about the freaky Bendu. Freaky. Does she love me? Bendu. Does she want to marry me? Freaky. Or does she just want to get freaky in the band? So Pluto didn't care so much about the politics. Philosophy, she didn't want to know. And it wasn't too long before I saw the party kicks. And I said, Perito, take it slow. But the look in her eyes told me she didn't have no time to waste. So much to do in such a little time. Oh, she took both hands and she upped the pace. She made me scream. I'm talking about the freaky Bendu. Freaky. Does she love me? Bendu. Does she want to marry me? Freaky. Or does she just want to get freaky in the band? She took me down to the ghetto. Well, she made me feel better. Like a scene from a Punjabi film. Monsoon rain and fall to wash away your sins. And I wish it didn't ever end. Freaky. Oh, Brita, you're too much. Bendu. I can't take it no more. Oh, Bendu. I need you to make me one of them prawn. Freaky. Yeah. One of them aloo gobi kind of pronti. Mm, baby, that's good.
Freaky.
Why y'all getting freaky in the pen?
Freaky. Freak out,
oh, I'm gonna kill
the boy.
Freak out, but it's so sticky now.
Freak out,
but it's so sticky now.
Freak out,
but it's so sticky now.
Freak out,
but it's so sticky now.
Freak out,
but it's so sticky now.
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
And indeed, this is SW1 Radio with the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show and with Avi Paul in the house. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, that was a fantastic track.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is the one that, the very first track that Mr. Todd Robinson on Music 6 liked, but we liked it too.
Oh, thank you. Thank
very
you
much.
Much.
I'm sure that the listeners out there, if they want to give us a feedback, please do. Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, at atomicmosquito.com. You can reach me anytime, 7 days of the week. It's either myself or Charlotte, beautiful Charlotte, taking the emails, and she will, I promise, she'll reply to all your emails. So once again, Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, at atomicmosquito.com, or info@atomicmosquito.com, and you can get some of the podcasts, including this podcast, the right podcast we are recording right now, at myspace.com/Carlo Atomic Mosquito. Yeah, that was kind of awful, but yeah, and I can do that without drugs.
Wow.
There are some people that need to... Yeah, I was born like this. My mom, yeah, she had a problem. As soon as she saw me, she thought, oh. But back in the studio, you earlier on were mentioning your MySpace page and everything, but you mentioned off air, you also are on Twitter.
I am on Twitter, and I'm just Avi Paul on Twitter, AviPaul.
Okay, fantastic. And again, your MySpace and...
On Facebook as well, I think if you type in Avi Paul in Bing or Google, you'll get to see my Facebook page there as well. I've got like my personal profile and an artist page on Facebook, and I'm on MySpace as well. And I think the key thing is to remember AviPaul.
Okay. That is great. We're talking off the mic that there is a number of artists that, of course, you respect and you love, but it's one in particular that you fell in love with. And there is a track that we were talking off the mic that you'd like to play. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so people, when they listen to my tracks, they say, some people say, hey, this sounds very Princey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, he's a big influence. And
okay,
I think,
okay.
But I'd like to say, you know, he's an influence on me, much in the same way James Brown was an influence on him. When you listen to Prince, you can hear the James Brown influence, you can hear the Jimi Hendrix influence. And so for me, Prince, together with a number of other musicians, such as Parliament, George Clinton, and R.D. Berman from India, and you know, even A.R. Rahman, who's actually quite big on the Indian scene right now. These are all influences for me. But for me, Prince really does a great job of taking all the funk influences and giving it a kind of more kind of rounded, rocky, bluesy kind of thing. And this track, which you're about to play, does a great job of fusing the rock and the blues together.
And what's the name of the track?
I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man.
Thank you. podcast every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on sw1radio.co.uk, and from December 3rd on 87.7 FM and FM.
The N, the W, the O, the N, the E, the R, the A, the D, the I, the O. SW1 Radio.
And indeed, it's SW1 Radio, and we are in the studio with Avi Poe.
Hey.
And that was a track, a favorite of yours, by Prince.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that track and why that's the track that you picked.
For some reason, I keep singing that track to myself. Okay. I just keep coming back to that track. I think maybe it's a storytelling about.
How old is that track? I forgot.
I think it's from 87.
87?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounded very 80s.
Yeah, definitely. But like, you know, the bit where it just slowed down and went really bluesy, it's like, yeah. Well, the first time I heard that, I was like, I didn't know that was going to happen. Total unpredictability. And this is kind of something that I want to kind of have in my music, this kind of unpredictable vibe of, what's he going to do next? You know, there's a groove going, all of a sudden I switch it out and I switch something else, and it's like, yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but that's cool.
All right. Well, the surprise factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it works very well with Prince and with your music. Your music, well, has a surprise factor embedded into it, because it's, well, it's not something that you hear every day anyway.
Oh,
it's
thank
a sound. You were saying off the mic that you don't tend to use a drum kit, a drummer on stage, you use the door.
Yeah, that's one thing we've been doing with our live gigs recently. Tom Robinson had us play at his show at Witchwood Festival.
Right.
And I remember, because I met him once, and he said, use what you have. And I thought to myself, I can go and find a drummer, or I can use Jag Major, and we'll play bass over the top and we'll play guitar. And it worked, because I came in with percussively with the bass, the guitar was playing percussive notes and, you know, very rhythmic stuff, and the door was just holding the bottom end together, as well as the top end with the snare on there as well. And it just locked into place, and we're just grooving on stage, and you know, people are loving it. I think I got another gig off that, actually. I have to give a shout out to Tune of the Day as well. The website, worth checking out. They always have new and interesting tracks from unsigned artists. So a big shout out to Aid from Tune of the Day. And so, yeah, I mean, it does work quite well. We've actually got a sax player as well in our band.
All right.
His name's Bhavan Kumar Verma. Got a guitarist at the moment, Cole Daly. Yeah, they're all cool guys.
Okay, great. Well, when can listeners listen to your music live? Because I would be one of them that I'd like to see and experience Avi Poe live with the Doll, of course.
Well, I'm going to have to frustrate you here, because I was planning on doing loads of gigs.
Yes.
And then I've got this real urge right now to just focus on recording.
Okay.
And,
well, that's absolutely fine.
And I really want to just record down, focus all my energy and focus the band's energies on recording down new tracks and really work on them and kind of get them to the, you know, where I want them musically.
Fantastic.
And structurally, and, you know, just...
Well, that's a really great thing. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but perhaps you never know. You might also get the urge of performing on a little showcase. You know, with Atomic Mosquito, we do put together sometimes very special showcases at the BBC Wood Lane on the fourth floor, which is a very, very special showcase. It's not for everybody, unfortunately. I do get submerged. Myself, Mo, and Charlotte, by links with the MySpace pages are... blah, blah, blah. So many people, so many great people. I can't obviously invite all them, but in New Year we want to do a show there, and we've done a few there.
Yeah.
You can see on atomicmosquito.com. When that is available, which is probably going to be February, I think.
Okay.
I will probably buzz you, because I think I don't have anything close to that. You know,
oh,
what
wow,
you do?
Yeah.
That could be something very interesting, I think.
I'll be there. For you, I'll be there.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Well, on that note, there is a track that I wanted to play earlier on, but then, you know, we played many other songs, so equally great. But there is a song that I like, because I don't like to do what... the name of the song says, which is Bill to Pay.
Yeah.
When did you write that track?
I actually wrote it before the credit crunch.
Okay.
Yeah, way before the credit crunch.
Right.
I was sitting there, and I've got my lovely wife with me here today. And, you know, I think we were dating then, and I wanted to take her out somewhere special, treat her, you know, do all the things, do all the things, you know, to treat her nice and... you know, pamper her, and I just saw my credit card bill and I was like, so the line, I'm thinking about loving you, girl, but I've got bills to pay.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. So. That's what it was. Well, listeners out there, before leaving you with Bills to Pay by Avi Paul, Avi, once again, would you like to remind our listeners of your MySpace and all the plugs? And if they want to know more, if they want to download the EP for free?
Sure. So if you go to myspace.com/AviPaul, that's AviPaul. Also go to avipaul.com/desifreak. You can get the EP for free from We7. I'm also in another project, a Bollywood funk band called Bowtown. I'm purely the bassist on that, as well as backing vocalist.
All right.
I can speak for ages about that. So what I will say is go to bowtown.co.uk. That's like Motown, but with a B, Bollywood town. And, you know, just to give a shout out to everyone involved. And, pretty much done all my shout outs. I'm all shouted out.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Avi Freak. And we were very happy to have, sorry, not Avi Freak, but Avi Paul with Desi Freak. You are a little bit freak, are you?
Everybody got a bit freak in them.
And the Atomic Mosquito, we are too. Well, we'd like to, that's Patricia there laughing. Patricia, you don't want to talk. Patricia, how are you?
I'm okay.
You are the lucky winner of being married with a very talented artist.
Of course.
You don't sing anything, do you? Or you play anything on the album?
I don't sing anything. I'm no artist. Actually, I paint things.
She paints.
Fantastic. She paints. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. So when is it going to be the first exhibition of Patricia with your paintings? Well, I tell you what, Patricia, anytime when you got it on, let us know. We'll come and visit. And make sure that you have a gig by Avi Paul. And we'll also be very interested to see you live, as I said, hopefully way before February, when I'm probably going to have the gig there at the BBC fourth floor there, at the fantastic BBC club there. But listeners out there, it's been really great, as usual, to listen to our fantastic music and show until this time. For the ones of you that just logged on, I am really sorry you missed something fantastic. But hey, listen up, we have recorded the show, and it's going to be on Podomatic page, on my Podomatic page, very soon, in just a bunch of days. So if you want to catch this podcast, you just go to www.myspace.com/cardatomicmosquito and follow the link. And I want to leave you with Avi Paul, and this is called Bills to Pay. Ciao.
I'm thinking about loving you, girl. About loving you, girl, but I got bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. I wanna take you all around the world. I wanna buy you all kinds of clothes, but I got bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. You see, I just got paid, and I'm in debt straight away, and I still wanna spend it anyway. And I'm working so hard trying to pay off my card, while the rich get fatter every day. And I'm thinking about loving you, girl. I said I'm thinking about loving you, girl. Bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. I'm thinking about buying a new car. I said I'm thinking about buying a new car, but I got bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. My 93 Honda won't take me very far. I turn the key and it just won't start. But I got bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. Gas prices going up, I can't fill my tank up, and the train's got the mass delay. And they're raising the tax when they're loading our backs for a war I never wanted anyway. And I'm thinking about loving you, girl. I said I'm thinking about loving you, girl. But I got bills to pay. I said I got bills to pay. Oh, bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. Bills to pay. I got bills to pay. I'm
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.